where in the Bible will I find that we are not to be ashamed of the gospel? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The gospel is the word of truth, Ephesians 1:13, which is the basis of our faith, Romans 10:17. The Ephesians had come to believe after they heard the word, as well as did the people of Berea in Acts 17:11 and 12. Jesus acknowledged this fact, that the word is what brings people to believe, when he prayed that through the word of the apostles people would believe in him, John 17, verse 20. No one who teaches or preaches the gospel of Christ should be ashamed to teach or preach the word as it has been revealed. Those who fail to preach the word because they are ashamed of the word are an embarrassment to Jesus. Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Mark 8:38. Many of the old-time faithful gospel preachers who were not afraid to speak the word in all boldness would quote Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," then say, "I would be ashamed to be afraid and afraid to be ashamed to preach the gospel of Christ." Oh, how we need more of those good old fearful servants of God today. Some of our brethren try to inform us that the old-time fire and brimstone type preaching is not the way to reach people of this modern age. They confidently tell us that if we would change our approach, we would have more who would respond to our teaching. We may have more who would accept us, but that is not important. Our concern should not be whether or not we please men, but should be whether or not we please God. Galatians 1 verse 10. A faithful preacher of Jesus will preach all the counsel of God. Certainly he will preach it compassionately, but he will preach it without compromise. Regardless of the approach and the attitude of the present generation, the word still has to be preached as it is and for what it is. Only those who faithfully preach the word are obedient, and they alone are pleasing to Jesus Christ. Those who do not preach all the counsel of God are ashamed of Christ, and they have their reward, Matthew 10:32-33. All Christians should pray for and exhort the Bible teachers and preachers to speak the word in all boldness and not to be ashamed. For the gospel and the gospel alone is the message of salvation for this and every generation.